Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon. Keith Everett here at Business Radio X, Pensacola Business Radio, broadcasting in DeVille Square, and I am surrounded with a very lively group today. I have Mr. Beege Davis.
Good afternoon.
From the USO. Good afternoon. And I have, and I said this last time, the longest name this side of the Mississippi.
This side of the Mississippi, I know.
It is Dana Cervantes Richardson.
Hello.
Also from the USO.
Good to see you.
Thank you for being here. And then we have Ms. Donna Tucker, CEO of the Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce.
Good afternoon.
We are glad that you are here.
I'm thrilled to
be here. We are breaking barriers, I tell you.
Hey, we're coming across river
to
see you. Watch yourself.
Did you bring your passport? So, you guys got some news from the USO, don't you, Dana? Except Beege is going to say it.
I think we're still close to the beginning of the year to say that we had a great year in 2015 at the USO, Northwest Florida, serving record number of troops at all three of our centers here at.
How many turkeys did you guys make?
I think it was about 200 or 300. 200 turkeys
wow. And 1,600 service members fed.
Yeah, one of the largest things. That's awesome. The largest Thanksgiving we've had.
That's like 200 more than last year, wasn't it?
Something like that.
It was.
See, I pay attention.
I had a great, our third annual runway run, 5K. We had about 700 participants with that. It was a beautiful day. Really cool opportunity for residents and those runners to get a chance to run on an actual airport runway.
Yeah.
So it was a very nice event for that. Record sponsorship, really great. It's just those events, people come out of the woodwork to really support our military members. And coming into this year, some more exciting things happening, and it's an honor for me to introduce our new director for the USO Northwest Florida, and that's Dana Cervantes Richardson.
To my congratulations,
by the way. Congratulations. Thank you.
It comes fully equipped with a handler.
I know.
Right, it does.
He also got a promotion as my handler. No.
Exactly. And she's got some exciting things to talk about for this next year as well.
Well, I'm very excited about the team that I have. Beege does a great job at the airport. He is the center supervisor at the Pensacola International Airport USO Lounge, and it's just a beautiful lounge that sees about 2,500 service members every single month. And
Quite comfortable to hang out in, too, by the way.
Yeah, and take your boots off. And
I have not had an invitation to come hang out in the lounge. I'm going to have to work on that.
Come on.
Yeah, it's
pretty
special.
Well, I think after today, you're going to know a guy.
Mm-hmm. Just tell him Beege sent you.
Yep.
So he and his awesome team of volunteers just keep that center running. And of course, we have the another airport lounge at VPS, which is the Destin Fort Walton Beach Airport. And
they've done all this expanding lately too, haven't they? So you guys are getting a lot of traffic flow through.
Yeah, and they see about 2,500 service members a month. Also, Diane Freeman is our supervisor there. She does a wonderful job. And then our largest center is the one at NAS Pensacola, and it is about a 10,000 square foot building on NAS, visited by roughly 12,000 students. 12,000 students every single month. So Tracy Castillo has been running that center, but she has just been promoted to my old job of operations
manager. We're just
playing
all kinds of musical chairs, aren't
you? We are. So we got lots of promotions going on in Northwest Florida, which leaves this center supervisor position open at NAS Pensacola. So if you're interested, go to uso.org under careers and check it out, because it's a very busy, very rewarding
fun
position.
Fun place.
So I want to know, is the mural still on the wall? Does it still look good?
Which one?
The one downtown? I mean, the one out by the base?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure nobody painted over
our
project.
Keith is saying that because we're class members of Leadership Pensacola class 2012.
That was our project. So.
Okay. If you've been through Leadership, you got to come over and go through Leadership Santa Rosa.
You know, somebody else told me that too. So we might actually have a conversation.
I mean, it got Colton Wright an award. So,
Yeah. Well, then it's got to be able to do wonders for me. So, okay. So, Dana, I know Heidi, we know Heidi, and the Radio X community knows Heidi because she's been on before, and I know she's done a really good job running this. So, I'm going to assume that your transition was very smooth.
Yes. Yes, I have been led by the best. She's actually just my mentor and has taught me well.
Is she still on the bat line, speed dial for a little while?
Forever.
Yeah.
Forever. So the USO has a really good asset now is her being the area director of Midwest. And she's been just a fantastic director over the last 8 years, 9 years, almost 9 years. And I just want to mention that on Wednesday next week, on the 10th, we're doing a little farewell reception for her at the Pan Air Federal Credit Union. There's a community room upstairs on the one on Palafox, and there's going to be some Cajun food. And
did Pam do that? Is it going to be an Olay party?
Yeah. Olay. So I would love people to stop by, come in, wish her well, and eat a little lunch with us and send her on her way. She
so she'll be traveling a lot more pretty much, right?
Yeah, she'll be traveling in Texas area. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she'll relocate to Texas?
No, she's going to be at our regional offices in Virginia Beach, but her area will be Texas, so she will travel.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big area.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So what to-do list did she leave for you, and what did you add to the to-do list for 2016?
Just keep on taking care of our service
keep
members.
Keep on keeping on?
Keep on keeping on. You know, this happens to be 2 days from today, the 75th anniversary of the USO. So it's a big year for us anyway.
Yeah,
isn't that cool? February 4th, 1941, USO. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a big celebration.
It's going to be a big celebration all year long. The day itself, Thursday, in each of our centers, there'll be some fun stuff going on, cake and just balloons and just a big, you know, anniversary party in all the centers.
I'm coming to see you for lunch, Peach.
Yeah,
come on.
Definitely. And then you can expect to see some really cool things happen throughout the year, which we're not going to talk about today because
we're going to leave that for that
super secret. Yeah,
guys will redo the ones that you know are success. So you're going to have the runway thing again this year, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's all
Thanksgiving
scheduled
stuff and all that kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we raised $33,000 on that runway.
That's crazy.
I mean, that, you know how far that goes for our service members?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, that was outstanding.
And
then our Okaloosa Golf for Heroes in Okaloosa County did the fifth golf tournament and raised $15,000
over $15,000.
Golf?
Yeah.
So they broke a record again this year. So again, just what I said, it's the outpouring of community support, especially for our service members.
Yeah.
And I know I'm thrilled to be a part of an organization like that.
Yeah.
Really cool.
I'm sure there's a lot of companies that would love to run as well as this nonprofit has for the last 75 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's no doubt.
That is a testament by itself.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Really cool. Really cool.
Okay. So how much has your life changed moving into this role?
I have worked very closely with Heidi over the last 3 years. So
you were kind of already doing it, weren't you?
Yeah. Well, she's really just taught me well. You know, it's a sign of a good leader. It's just, you know, making sure your people are well trained. So as far as how my life has changed, I think it's just going to get busier because, you know, we're always growing. And just with this big year ahead of us being the 75th year, we've just got a lot of things that we really want to not only bring attention to for our community, just, hey, we're here 75 years and here's some cool things you can do to help out our military, but just also every year, just keep growing and serving and growing our volunteer force. And it's exciting.
We need to get you over to Santa Rosa County speaking at our military affairs committee.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
Is
there chicken?
What happens here?
Do they have chicken?
We can have chicken.
Okay.
We can have chicken if you want.
So really, Beach, it's your life that just got busier.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny that you had said, you know, how, you know, it's a testament to being around for 75 years.
Yeah.
One of our core values is innovation. And obviously over the last 75 years, the needs of our service members has changed or have changed. So the USO is very good about making sure we are wherever they are.
Right.
And whether it's a center in an airport or whether it's a mobile USO unit that's going to the middle of the desert, we are providing them that home away from home. We are connecting them to family. We're connecting them to our country because they are our nation's heroes.
Yeah. So, and one of the coolest things when we did the LEAP project, and of course, I've never been in the military or grown up in it in any of that capacity, but it's amazing as a human race that sometimes just a bag of Cheetos and a place to sit.
You were in the red
really
room.
Sort of, I was in a red room. I actually was. And a place to sit and just chill for a minute really can kind of change your outlook on some of the things that may be going on in your life at that time. So,
it's a great kudos. Point. It's true.
All right. So what do you need? Let's tell it. I know you need volunteers always.
Yeah, we always need volunteers, especially at that center at NAS Pensacola, because it is a big center. It takes more volunteers to run, of course. And we usually need 4 to 5 every single shift, which is about a dozen a day. So,
and if you volunteer there, you have video games and kitchen and all
and
kinds of stuff to do when you're done. Yeah.
So if you want to be a permanent volunteer, usovolunteer.org is the website. But we also have groups that just like to do service projects and just do something special at the USO, maybe a one-time thing. I remember Youth Leap came in one time and they just wanted to do one of their projects be they wanted to serve breakfast to the troops who were at the USO. So they bought all the stuff and they came in and they cooked bacon and eggs and they served the troops.
Wait a second, kids wanted to get up early?
High school.
Let me carry. Yeah, it was actually a brunch. Now that I think back about it, yes.
Well, all right, but if you're preparing it, you still got to get up early.
It was breakfast today. But you know, so that's cool. And then we have Girl Scout groups that come in and they bring cookies and they we give them tours and snack drives are always really popular, especially with Rotary clubs and other organizations, because you can say, hey, the next meeting, everybody bring in
a bag of Cheetos.
Bag of Cheetos or a case of water or a package of ramen, you know, like a case of ramen, which goes so far. Mm-hmm. And then we collect all those things and we put them in our centers and they are gone. I mean, that is what we do is
where do you get a list of these needs if you've got people?
We've got a website, uso.org/Northwest Florida, and there's a our wish list, our needs list, and it's listed right there. Everything that we use on a day-to-day basis. Now, there are times that we need extra things, like at Thanksgiving, you know, we'll need 40 gallons of gravy. That's not something we need all the time, but you know.
I don't have that.
But if you have 40 laying around, I mean.
You got 100 cans of cranberry sauce. You know, don't bring them in July, but you know. So, but we do keep that needs list on that website. And batteries, if you can imagine batteries.
Oh, yeah,
we
absolutely.
Just remote video controls and video games. And so the USO is a home away from home. So if you use it in your home, we're probably using it in the centers. So
what if somebody just wants to donate some money?
Oh, please, just get
money. Do we accept money? Is there a way to accept money?
Cash, check, or charge?
On our website, if you want to give online, there's a big red donate button. It's uso.org/Northwest Florida. Mm-hmm. You can always mail it you know, drop it by a center as well. But we have tons of sponsorship opportunities. If you want to host maybe a dine on our dime event, which, you know, the military gets paid on the 1st and the 15th of every month. On those Fridays in between paydays when these kids are broke, and I say kids because the ones at NAS are straight out of boot camp.
It's not just kids though sometimes. No. That are broke.
When we, you know, those Fridays in between paydays, we like to provide dinner so they don't have to worry about, you know, going out. And so we have organizations that will give us $250 and we will go out and buy the pizza or buy the subs and we'll have it in the USO and feed everyone that night on those Fridays that are in between paydays. So there's so many things that people can do to help just by sponsoring something like that. Getting involved in the runway run or the golf tournament or any other event is also
Can the volunteers
really cool.
eat dinner too?
Yeah.
Yes. There was like a moment of dead silence. Like, oh, did I just ask the wrong question?
I was like, but not if it's the fraud chicken.
You know, because I mean, not only are you doing something good and giving back, but they're going to feed you too.
Yeah. And I used to be the center supervisor at NAS. And like Dana said, we always need volunteers over there because a lot of the volunteers over there, they're active duty. So they're, we get them.
Very
they're awesome.
Time.
Yeah. And then they're gone again. And we hate seeing them go. But I think there's sometimes a misconception that the NAS, that the base is so far away and so inaccessible, especially with, no, don't worry about that. When you think about it, NAS Pensacola, front gate is 10 minutes, or exactly 10 minutes from downtown Pensacola. So if you don't mind driving a few more minutes from downtown Pensacola, you know, be one of those evening volunteers from 5 to 8 or 1 to 5 on a Saturday and, you know, be a part of a burger burn or be a part of a movie marathon or Star Wars movie marathon, do all stuff like that. So,
I mean, let's face it. It's not like there's a whole like ton of stuff to do. So really you get to help out and fix a couple of things, but the rest of the time you could spend meeting everybody and just kind of socializing.
Really, that is what it's all about. Interacting with these men and women who are away from their moms and dads or away from their grandparents or away from their brothers and sisters. Yeah. And some of them are terribly homesick and could just use someone that's not in uniform to kind of just lend an ear, give a hug.
I'm homesick by the end of my work day.
I know.
I can
right?
imagine being gone for, you
like,
know,
when
months
is
at a time.
This show over? Because I'm homesick right
I
now.
I know, right? I mean, that's it. So,
yeah, that's great for retirees.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of retirees that, especially military retirees who tell us all the time, you know, the USO was there for me.
Yeah.
And now I want to be there for the USO. So it's very special.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So when are we painting the outside of the building?
Anytime you want. Come on.
Where's the website we can send them to again?
USO.org/Northwest Florida.
Okay. And if anybody that hears this is in a different area, mm-hmm. is that how it works? You just put the slash in wherever area you are?
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. Exactly.
So Heidi's gone till like when?
Well, I mean, forever.
Well, I know, but I mean, she's going to be bouncing in and out and stuff, right?
Yeah, I think they'll
this was home base. I'm assuming she's going to be like, oh, what are you doing?
she gets cold up there in Virginia when it's not beautiful.
She's a beach girl, so she'll be back. Very I mean, cool. I know there's a beach in Virginia, but it's not Pensacola.
Well, real quick, when you said, you know, asking about what areas to search for Northwest Florida, you know, we're not just three centers here in Northwest Florida. We serve, and Dana helped me out with this, mm-hmm. If you could talk about the number of other military installations we serve in our general service area, which goes well in past our center at Eglin Air Force Base.
So the area that Northwest Florida covers is from Mobile all the way to Tallahassee. So we have 9 bases within that area. So we serve Fort Rucker and Tyndall and Eglin and Herbert Field.
You have a couple of little satellite things too, right? Not as big as the airport, but kind of a sort of an in-between.
What we do is we provide resources and funding for things that they have going on their bases. There may not be a center there, but we make sure that they have USO presence, whether, you know, sometimes they have a they want to do a family Christmas function and they just don't have enough money to do it. You know, USO pitches in, helps them out with that.
Yeah.
We have the deployment kits for kids that have parents that are deploying that mm-hmm. helps them get through that. So we have a lot of resources.
Naval Air Station Whiting Field.
Yes, that is in our GSA as mm-hmm. well as 7 Special Forces and Duke Field. So we've got 9 in our large area and 3 centers. And really worldwide, it's a lot, but they have 200 centers, and it's just so cool that we have 3 right here in our area. I just think that's amazing.
It could keep you busy, dude.
It does. I'm busy all the time.
Very cool. Okay, well, thanks for hanging out.
Yeah,
thanks for having us, brother.
You don't have to leave. We're just
homesick.
I was
homesick.
We're just I'm not going anywhere.
I'm learning things here.
Yeah, I know. Engaged. I like it. That means you're participating. So, Donna, tell us about the Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce.
We have got it going on.
I hear that.
Santa Rosa County is, and I think I told you earlier, I have been there for 15 years, and it is incredible the difference in how that area is changing. We've kind of been the forgotten area caught in between everything, between the coast and like Pensacola, and now it is just exploding.
I do have to ask this. Have they finished Avalon Boulevard yet?
Oh, we don't want to talk about Avalon Boulevard.
Oh, gosh. So, I have a friend that lives over that way, and so I travel over there quite often.
So you know a lot about Avalon Boulevard.
No, but I know a lot about how much it's grown in the last, like, really 3 to 5 years. It's just blown up.
It has.
So tell us what you guys have going on in your chamber and in your community.
I'll tell you a little bit about the community first. Speaking of the growth, we have got, and just to give you an idea, we have got 9 subdivisions under construction in the Pace P Ridge area, mm-hmm. and we're talking hundreds of homes each. Mm-hmm. And I just had somebody walk in, and this is kind of new for this area. If y'all are familiar with the East Milton area at all, we've got a new subdivision going up there, over 200 homes. Which is now you're starting to see that growth between Milton and the South End, which is great, especially with all the military coming in. That has caused a lot of that. Retail, we have got our own cactus flower now.
And Tin
so
Cow.
We're so excited, and Tin Cow. Yeah. And it is, so that's really a sign of growth over there.
She just opened up. The cactus flower just opened up like a couple weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yes,
I thought so. Some of the City Spree guys were talking about it.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of retail growth in Pace.
Yeah. Well, you guys will enjoy Tin Cow. I know we do. You got to get a milkshake. I tell you, you have to get a milkshake. They were like top 3 or 4, I think.
Oh, and they've already been very engaged, even back in the summer when, I don't know if y'all have attended Bands on the Blackwater, mm-hmm. which the city started a couple of years ago that has just gotten huge. You can just walk from boat to boat out there in the evenings. But Tin Cow had their tent out there and was actually awesome. Making the gourmet burgers, and that's all everybody was
very
talking
smart.
About.
Ooh.
Yes, love it.
I think it'd be dangerous if Blackwater was in my backyard. You know, that river's so fun.
Blackwater is in my backyard. In
is it?
Yes.
Is it? Yeah, we had a lot of rafting trips growing up. Probably not appropriate.
Oh, you're the ones that you're the ones that come by the house at midnight. Okay.
Well, speaking of Blackwater, I mean, you guys have a lot of like park and recreation stuff that's out there that has always been under the radar for a long time.
A tremendous amount. And it's you don't hear as much about it anymore, but Milton is actually the canoe capital of Florida.
Wow.
Just because of the numerous miles of kayaking and canoeing available. And we have got which will open in May. It is amazing the events we've got coming up just in the next 2 or 3 months. But in May, the Baghdad Millsite Park will have its grand opening. And this is going to have one of the things that they'll have other than boat docks and entertainment is they will have one of the first blue water trails in this area.
Cool.
Where you can actually kayak down a path and it will have markers telling you about shipwrecks and different things that have happened in those areas.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful.
And is that all run by the county or the state or both?
That is actually run by a private organization.
Wow. Very cool.
Yes. So, and of course, the county is pitching in and helping them, but Blackwater with the assistance of the Baghdad Village Preservation, the Blackwater Pirates, is bringing to light all the shipwrecks that we mm-hmm. have got out there and the history behind those shipwrecks and the UWF.
It's like our own little Dead Man's Island.
Oh, it's cool. Well, we have a Dead Man's Island. We have Skull Island out there, and that's a whole other story. We don't have time for that one. But it's the UWF archaeology students mm-hmm. are uncovering shipwrecks, and they've actually got videos that you can see the ships and the parts of them down
that's
there.
Too
and
cool.
It is just awesome. Wow. Right here in our backyard.
So I forget, is the whole thing a state preserve, the whole Blackwater area?
No,
or part
I
of
think
it?
Just parts
just
of
part
it.
Of it.
Yeah, there's still parts that we don't have access to, and we're convinced there's treasure in there or something, and that's why they won't let us in.
We could get in.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to
Dana knows a guy.
Dana knows somebody.
So I got to ask, with all of this growth and stuff going on, the chamber's going to be booming, right? I mean, you guys have got to be busy.
We are booming to the extent, and this is a secret, don't tell anybody yet, but it's we are actually looking at a new building and
cool.
a new location. Okay. And hopefully that will be announced publicly within the next 2 or 3 weeks.
I think
and
you just did it.
Very
yeah.
Oh, we're on air?
Okay. Yeah, I've told him.
This is on.
Yeah. This is on. We do. We have a lot. It's just amazing to watch.
Yeah.
And, you know, another huge event we've gotten. I mean, these are events that are putting us on the map as Tough Mudder, which is coming back for the second year, and they are expecting 3 times the attendance over last year, which is over 18,000 people.
Whoa.
And that's in April, right?
That is in April 9th and 10th.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's the one where you get electrocuted and stuff too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Want
to
be on our
year.
Team? We're going to put a team together.
You know what?
Talk to me when the lights go out.
I'm
thinking about it. Just, you know how you want to just do that one thing and it's on your bucket list?
No,
really,
not at all.
That
is not at all
that.
On that my bucket list. So absolutely not.
You'd be so
proud. You got the wrong bucket.
So proud of yourself.
I mean, if the bucket has chicken in it.
I'm going to have to take her across the street for chicken when this is over.
Well, that's what happens. Everybody walks up to the building. They smell it. They get Blue Dot and Five Sisters over there.
Hey,
they walk
called.
In here hungry.
I was looking already. Mm-hmm. Another couple of things I want to touch on, and this is just a sign of things to come, is, you know, the Santa Rosa County Fair obtained its own property a couple of years ago from
cool.
the county. And we are starting to see more and more events out there. They're not huge yet, but they're getting there. And in March, we've got Spring Fling.
I was going to say, when you say events, you're talking like festivals and stuff,
I'm
right?
I'm talking about concerts
nice.
And festivals. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this is
nine
bands. Oh, we will have chicken out there.
there.
You get the big carnival drumsticks that happen with those things.
Yep. And then in February, we've got the Gulf Coast Music Festival. And these are both still family-friendly events, but there will be cold adult beverages available out there as well.
Awesome.
So that's all. Gotta so, have some of the grown-ups.
That's right.
If somebody's interested in helping you guys out with that or getting involved, how do they do that?
They call 623-2339.
I should have written that down.
Yeah. Or you can find us on our website at www.srcchamber.com. And there are a lot of ways to get involved, whether it's, you know, like USO, whether it's sponsorships, whether it's volunteer efforts. Our volunteers have a lot of fun.
Oh, I bet.
So it's a fun chamber.
I'm down for a music festival. Absolutely.
Well, come on out. We've got the beer tent in February. I'll put you to work.
That's all right. It means you get into the show.
Work.
Yeah. You say work.
with finger quotes. So I have, and we talked about this before we started, but I have a friend who just got Emerging Leader of the Year over there. So
yes,
I want to hear about y'all's leadership program, because I am a product of our Leaders Leap program here in Pensacola. So
you got to come do it. It is just like Leap. We're in our 30th year. We've got class 30 right now. I'm not even going to mention which class I went through because it's starting to sound.
It doesn't matter. Ours was still the best class ever.
Well, it's always the best class, but it is our program is run by past graduates.
Oh, great.
And even though the chamber administrates it, and based on evaluations, the program has evolved a lot. And it's mostly interactive things. You get to go out to the base and get in the simulators. You get to drive the tractors up in Jay. You get to play a county commissioner for the day, go kayaking.
You had me a tractor.
Yep. the big ones, Keith.
The big ones?
Big tractors, yeah. Yes.
So, and which is funny because a lot of I think some of the community around here doesn't realize that Santa Rosa has that much stuff going on. And like you were saying, with all that growth that's happening in Milton and Pace, you know, because for so many years it was just kind of out there, and it always felt like it was further away than it really is.
It was like a bedroom community almost.
Yeah.
And it has, we're really watching it come into its own. And the more people that move here, it's the right people. They want to get involved. They want to make things better, and they want things to grow. So it's exciting.
Yeah.
And you're talking about leadership. I got to mention this. I'm so proud of them. Class 29 that just graduated in December, their class project was the Black Hawk Memorial in Navarre, and they just broke ground on that last Friday.
That's amazing.
So what's that going to be? What is it?
It is a memorial that's in the Navarre Park, and they are having a bronze statue and some stars and some benches. They've been raising money. It's mostly through donations. They're still taking donations. And what was really cool is there were 11 pigeons up on a power line, which there were 11 that lost their lives in the flight. But they were sitting there watching the whole time.
That very was cool. Just
so cool.
Yeah. But it was a great ceremony. We're proud of them.
So if somebody wants to get interested in or find out more information for your leadership program or donate to the cause.
623-2439.
As Dana says, we're always taking donations.
Right. Always taking donations.
Even if the project's not still alive, we'll take donations to start a new one.
And music to our ears is, I would like to be more involved.
Yeah.
That's we love that.
I think we go over there and dominate, dude.
I think they got a pretty good thing going on.
I think they do too.
I think I'm busy enough. Dana's got me busy enough.
Yeah, well, maybe she can join us.
Oh, come on over. We'd love to have you.
We've all wanted to do it again. You know it. You know.
I know. I was in the class of 2008, which is starting to sound a little old too.
Well, and we had an idea. Somebody had an idea the other day. We don't know who came up with it, but actually, anybody that has graduated from the program can now come back and go through the program again for a greatly reduced tuition, just so they can experience the new things and get a refresher on the program.
You know, that's so funny you mentioned that.
Yeah, because
that sounds familiar.
Well, no, one of our days, we've got an education, healthcare, and technology day. And it's a chock full of information, but we've had the same kind of concept for about 15 or 20 years, because at the time, you didn't have a lot of hospitals, you know, they hadn't expanded yet.
Yeah.
Technology was just coming online, if you excuse the pun, at places like Pensacola State College and University of West Florida, and you like that. And so we've looked at that. And so I think giving the opportunity for students to come back through and see what's changed, obviously our public leaders have changed. Yeah. Obviously, you know, our technology has changed and our healthcare has
changed. It's a whole different world. And you know, you're like us. You've got so many participants that go through. You have to limit those so that, you know, you can do the program. Mm-hmm. So we're going to limit it to, you know, 5 or 6 each year. So they can
repeat.
Yeah, and they don't have to do SimSoc. I mean, the surprise element, you know, the element of surprise is already gone.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
Okay, we'll talk about the Red Room. And Tallahassee as well. We'll kind of leave that up to them.
Yeah. So you don't have to.
I didn't make my first Tallahassee trip.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't.
I had to work. Stupid jobs.
I know. So you don't have to live in Santa Rosa County or work in Santa Rosa County to go through the leadership program?
No, ma'am. Oh, in fact, we have a certain percentage every year that go through that do not currently live there.
Very cool.
And what's really exciting this year is, you know, for a while there, it was seen as kind of a central and north Santa Rosa program, you know, that whole north-south thing. And that's somewhat dissipating. And we've actually got more participants this year from the south end of the county than the central and north, which is very exciting.
Yeah. And a lot of people from I know from sort of the, I keep calling it Gulf Breeze, although by now it's graduated to like Midway and the Navarre area and stuff. But I mean, without that bridge there, that would never have happened before. And yep. I was really surprised. It's always one of those things where you're like, oh yeah, that is part of Santa Rosa County kind of thing.
You know? We learned that in SimSoc. I mean, all it took was a door or a wall to separate us.
And, oh, she just gave it all away.
Oh no. Oh no.
Gave it all away.
Never. But you talked about participating in the program. Yeah. Even our membership at the chamber, about 25% of our members, and we're a little over 600 now, are in Escambia County or another county.
Really cool.
So that's
cool. So with that being said, how much are you guys integrating between all of the counties? I mean, I'm sure the chambers and stuff work together, but
we do. We work very closely together.
So I'm assuming with all of this growth and stuff, you guys are going to have some needs, aren't you?
We have a lot of needs. We're very needy.
It's okay to be needy. It just means you're growing.
If you would like to donate, call 623-2.
What else, Donna? What did we miss?
Oh, my goodness. We've covered tourism. Of course, coming back in the spring, we've got bands on the Blackwater that's ramping back up, and it is going to be even bigger.
Do you have to have a boat to do that?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Nope. Bring your lawn chairs. There's plenty of food down there. You can bring your beverages as long as you keep them within confines of the area. But it is fun by a boat. We have also got one of our newest venues. In fact, tonight, if you're out there and you don't have any plans at 5:00 tonight, our business after hours is at the Imogene Theater. And there is a new management.
Star Wars?
We can have Star Wars if you want to, and we can have fried chicken.
It's going to be a live band.
We got to step up our game, dude.
We actually do have a live band tonight. And actually, a management company has taken over that venue, and they have live entertainment in the Imogene. I think it's every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Nice.
And so this is nice in downtown Milton. You can go stroll on the river and go listen to live music.
It's beautiful. It really is.
And all the buildings still downtown. They're all still the old old historic stuff. So,
including really the courthouse, cool. But that's a whole other
episode. Let's don't.
Yeah, wasn't it like,
that's 18, like Avalon. Yeah, it's old. Avalon and the courthouse are
awesome. You know what I love about Santa Rosa County? The J Peanut Festival. Is that gone or is it coming?
When's the last time you went?
You know, I don't know. Years.
Dana, I had to park over 2 miles away last year.
It's gotten really big.
It has gotten
huge.
Huge.
You know, when I was with the radio station, went every year, I just loved it. Loved it. That was like one of my favorite things.
More than chicken?
Peanuts.
And
corn dogs.
Everything you can
And funnel cake.
Yes.
And if you do hear any rumors, because there have been some that it's going to go away.
I hope not.
It is not.
Okay,
the family is going to keep that going and keep it growing, because now, with that as an anchor, there have been a lot of events and things that have started popping up around the area.
Right.
So you can just go spend the whole weekend up in Jay doing stuff. There's not really a hotel up there.
Who would have thought you'd ever say that, right? Because Jay is so little.
Yeah.
You know?
It's neat.
So I got to ask, though, is the Peanut Festival on property that's residential?
It's on
like
her farm.
Farmland, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's on her farm.
That's cool.
Yeah, it got started as a dedication to her in honor of her daughter that she lost to cancer.
Yeah.
And it started out as a very small festival, and it has just...
Now it's a party.
Gotten huge.
It's fun.
Yes.
I need to get out there this year.
Yeah.
And I tell you, up until about 2 years ago, 3 years, now 2 years ago, I couldn't stand a boiled peanut.
What?
I can't stop eating them.
Which planet are you from?
Well, I just wasn't from the boiled peanut planet.
Yeah. You are
north
now,
of the Mesa Dixon line.
But I have been integrated. Actually, St. Louis is just south.
Right there, right?
So, but yeah, something about them growing up just didn't, I think maybe it was texture or whatever.
Probably just a slimy feeling.
Man, the last 2 years, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I could kill a sack.
Every corner.
Good.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell you a quick story about boiled peanuts. There's a little boiled peanut stand. I'm on the west side of Pensacola. And there's a little boiled, and that person that runs that stand is so dangerous. They'll run out into the, like, I've almost hit them a couple times. And I think, could I get some peanuts out of this accident? Maybe. But they're bold. Peanut
they
people are
car?
Bold. I don't know if that's what he's trying to do or if he's trying to get to Tom Thumb. I don't know. But it's worth it when I stop, though. I give him a hard time about it all the time, but then he just gives me peanuts and I'm happy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can't pass
awesome.
One of those places. I keep cash in the summer just so I can stop and get bold peanuts. That's all.
It's an addiction, isn't it? Once you get it, it
they go great.
It sticks.
You gotta have it.
We should make some boiled peanuts at the USO.
Oh, we should.
There you go.
Some crock pots and
you're gonna be off that day though. You can't have any.
Oh no!
It's for everybody else. So, I'm trying to think if there's anything else that you don't have going on.
Well, I can tell you about a cool little thing that we've had opened. If you're into glamping, have you ever tried glamping?
Wait, are you going to talk about the yurts?
The Coldwater Gardens?
No, I don't know. I heard about glamping, and I thought it was in Milton or something.
It is.
Okay, so tell me about that, because I'm interested in this.
Oh, this is such a cool place.
Okay.
Yeah, bring your own peanuts, though.
Okay, I got it. They're in my car right now.
They may be growing them in a very... They have some very neat gardens I've seen out there.
Can I ask what really glamping cool. is?
What? It's...
Finally, somebody that does
glamorous camping.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So it's like camping, but
it's really
not
nice.
Rough
style.
Camping
this
with
is
style.
Like a huge tent, and you've got a full size bed and dressers and
it's
chandeliers.
Like a hotel room on your front yard.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. I've seen the
photos. Don't they call
really
them yurts?
Cool rain gear.
Yurts?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what they're called.
They may.
Somebody Google that. I know that's what they're calling them.
Well, I guess that's
I'll
my
have
cue.
To find that out.
Yeah.
Why don't you get to work, your host?
So where is that?
This is actually up. Somewhat as you're heading to Adventures Unlimited, mm-hmm. you've got to look it up on a map, but from Stewart Street where the chamber is, it's probably about 7 miles out, and you actually have to drive way down this gravel road, but they have got the most gorgeous lodge up there. You can have conferences, meetings. Mm-hmm. They have gardens that they're growing in tents that they're using koi to fertilize it, and these huge tomato plants, and it's just beautiful.
What's it called?
Coldwater Gardens.
Coldwater.
Yurts is in Oregon.
No, but that's it's the same concept.
It's the same concept. And that's okay. Actually one of the people that started all this kind of stuff.
So yeah. Can you just go and it's all set up for you, or do you have to bring everything? Because
it's
already there.
Okay.
You just bring, just like you'd go to a hotel room, whatever. They've got showers. But the whole complex is on close to 400 acres. Mm-hmm. It took them over 7 years to put this place together. It's just gorgeous.
It's literally like a hotel room outside on the grass, but then you get this like old school caravan tent that goes around it.
It's called a yurt. I'm telling you, I'm gonna use that right now.
I am gonna have to go tell the owner that he is calling.
Well, when I typed it in here, it says it's nothing but Oregon State Parks. So
no, Coldwater Gardens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, carry on. I'm gonna send
they just opened last year, and it's a very, very unique place.
I've heard about it.
They stay. How many spaces do they have? Do you know?
I think.
Because I know it's huge, and I know it fills up quick.
And they're adding more spaces. They have cabins. They're constructing more cabins. They have the what do you call it, the areas where you can just pitch your own little tent kind of thing, and you can actually walk down to the Coldwater River and. It's
you can go to coldwatergardens.com.
Coldwatergardens.com.
You know who might like that would be some of these troops and Marines who have spent time just sleeping in the ditches.
Chill. Yeah.
I think like just a regular outdoors. Tent would be luxury for them anyway. And please know that I'm certainly not meaning anything that they
no,
do.
No. But absolutely.
But they are very nice. Little, you need to go check that out. It is just
the
gorgeous.
Definition of a yurt is a circular tent or felt of skins on a collapsible framework used by nomads.
Yeah, you know, like old school caravan.
That's pretty close. It is collapsible. It could fall.
Yeah. So
it's hopefully not in the middle of the night.
There you go.
They're cool. They're really cool.
That's a lot. They look a lot like
that. So some of these things
No one said you were wrong.
We just didn't
you can see that look. You just shot everybody like, I found the yurt.
That is half the fun of having Google is proving to people that
exactly.
You
I know, right? Music lyrics. Yeah.
My husband right now is going, can't you just be wrong once? Just one time, Dana.
That's it. So we're kind of wrapping up here. Anything that you guys want to cover? That let's send them to the websites and stuff again so we can get you some volunteers.
USO.org/Northwest Florida. You can just do a little Google search there for us.
It's easy. It's fast.
Northwest Florida. If you do that /Northwest Florida, you're going to find out all the events we have coming up, all the photo albums of past events, and how to donate, how to volunteer. Again, that website to volunteer is usovolunteer.org. And it'll put you through a system, and it'll filter you through. You go to stateside, you look up Florida, and then you're going to look up Northwest Florida.
Yeah.
So you're not going to find Pensacola. You're going to see Northwest Florida on there because, of course, the large area that we do serve.
Yeah. And if you're at the airport, stop by.
Yeah, definitely. And you'll start seeing a lot of social media activity around the 75th anniversary. We're going to hashtag everything USO Connects, because that's what we do, is we connect our military members with their families. And
anybody donated a fireworks show yet?
No.
I might know
show?
A guy.
For real?
Seriously.
Don't let Sutrama hear that. They'll tell me good.
Well, they can donate fireworks too.
They're the ones who put on the great fireworks show every year.
I'm just curious. I mean, 75 to me just says blow stuff up, right?
Right. Like, we probably not
75, 76, 77 every year.
Yeah, why not?
We probably wouldn't be able to do that at NAS, though. Probably no fireworks out there, but we could find a spot.
We could do it. Yeah. We could do it out in J.
Well, and we have a military appreciation picnic at Whiting in May, and we'd love to have fireworks.
Yes, I just spoke at the Milton Rotary last week, and they were talking about that.
Tracy Allen was talking about that. Oh, yes.
Yes, and we are going to be involved with that this year.
Fantastic.
Yeah. We gave them some help last year, but we weren't there, so I think we're going to actually be there this year.
Cool.
That would be wonderful.
I'm down for fireworks. It doesn't even have to be an event.
A pyromaniac over there.
Yeah. I know a guy. I really do. I mean, he is a guy, and I know him.
You know, on Thursday, 2 o'clock, you'll be able to hear all about fireworks.
Donna, let's send everybody to your website and information again.
Yes, sir. www.srcchamber.com. And we're your hub for what's going on in Santa Rosa County. If you've got questions, if you want to get involved, if you want to bring us information, that's what we're there for.
Cool. Very cool.
And thank you.
Well, I want to thank all of you for coming in. Congratulations again, Dana, and tell the rest of your team and staff. Congratulations.
I will tell them. And yes, it's really cool. Are we completely out of time?
No, you got a minute.
1 minute.
Just one.
So the USA, I forgot, I'm going to give you some.
You have more than a minute. I'm just messing with you.
And go. No, I forgot to mention, and I wanted to, because I'm thinking there's probably someone out there that can help with this, but we have a inflatable human foosball, which is a fantastic gift, and we set it up, and the troops play. They strap themselves in. It's like soccer, and it's 50 feet long and 30 feet wide.
I don't want to play.
It is magnificent. Okay, here's our problem. It's heavy, and we can't transport it, and we don't have a trailer, and so we really need a little trailer to put on the USO Jeep. We already have the hitch, but we need some way to transport this
so we can take it. It was 50 feet.
No, it's long? Well, that's inflated. So it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, little trailer probably won't work.
So it deflates down to a pallet, but it weighs about 450 pounds. Yeah. So we can't just lift it up into our van or our Jeep. So we really need a trailer to be able to transport it, because I want it to be able to take it to Whiting Field, and I want to take it to Eglin. I want to take it, you know, all around instead of just keeping it NAS where it was dropped off.
Sure.
Cargo trailer or a covered trailer?
It would fit a pallet size, and then probably, I think it's probably about 5 feet high. So, you know,
if that.
Yeah, and it's awesome. Oh my goodness. I'm going to have to show it to you.
It's almost as cool as the Velcro wall.
Yeah, so we need someone, if they could donate, a trailer that's covered would be great, because we don't want it to get damaged by weather. But we could really use a trailer, and it would be a tax-deductible donation. So if you know a guy, I need a trailer.
I got lost in fireworks.
Santa Rosa County, somebody's got a trailer.
Yeah. And it was just something that we can hook to the Jeep and pull that thing around and go take it to all the bases so everybody can enjoy it, because it really is truly a unique gift to the USO.
That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. How did you get it? Somebody just
custom made.
I can't have this in my backyard anymore.
No,
or what?
A company called, I think it's called Infusion. They're out of Ohio. Custom made it, and we have the pump, and we got a generator. We got every way to make it, you know, to use it, but we can't transport it.
So
right
bring
now,
it to
only
the picnic in May.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. So right now only our service members at NAS are able to use it, which they're very happy about that. But I want to get it out to all of Northwest Florida, to all of the bases. And I can't do that unless I can get it on a trailer. So if you want to help out and donate a trailer, that would be
We'll let you awesome. Play the foosball game if you donate the trailer.
As much as you want.
Yeah. Unlimited foosball.
Life-size foosball.
Life-size foosball play.
Oh, it's fantastic. Awesome.
I got to see this guy. That looks. That sounds too wild.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
So that's
that was more than a minute.
I'm such a talker. Anyway, thank you.
Well, I want to thank all three of you for hanging out today. And again, congratulations.
Thanks. So, I appreciate that.
Go have some fun. Get her some peanuts or something when you leave.
I was wanting some chicken.
Chicken.
I don't know how to keep my boss happy. Gives her some peanuts and chicken.
That's it. And so, we know you're going to sign up for leadership Santa Rosa class.
We're
going
to have a discussion here in just a second.
Maybe Keith and I'll have to go through again. Actually, that may be a bad idea.
We know all the secrets, man.
We know how to fix that.
And we just need to tell you, because we haven't said this to you, because this is the second time that I know that I've been on. You do a fantastic job.
You really do. Job.
You do a great job. So thank you for what you
do. I get that in writing, please.
Well, we do feed them all the information. You're very comforting. Yeah. So we appreciate the opportunity and what you're doing for Pensacola and for our surrounding areas.
Absolutely. Amen. We all rise or we all sink.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right, kumbaya.
Darn, man. I'm making my eyes sweat. That's a nice little ending.
That's it. All right, you guys, you can find us at Pecola Radio X on Twitter or PensacolaBusinessRadioX.com on the web, or you can find us at Facebook, and this is new because I just claimed the page, Pecola BRX.
Stop it.
Nice.
That's it.
Nice.
Tag us, find us, locate us, listen to the interviews, find out what's going on in your community. It's been Pensacola Business Radio, where your work matters. Mm-hmm.